This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Thursday, September 9, and these are the headlines. The city government has opened another vaccination site at the People's Park for informal income earners. Among those getting their shots at the park, which started operating on Monday, include motorcycle riders, public utility jeepney drivers, taxi drivers, delivery services, tricycle and tricycle drivers, street vendors, ordinary laborers, construction workers, and other similar individuals. Open between 7 a.m. and 11 a.m., individuals need only to bring valid identification cards, Safe Davao quick response code, and practice minimum health standards like wearing face masks and face shields to avail of the inoculation service. Meanwhile, jail guards of the Davao City Jail male dormitory collared a visitor on Tuesday for trying to sneak into the jail 250,000 pesos worth of shabu. Jail Inspector Edo Lobeña, spokesperson of the Bureau of Jail Management and Penology 11, said Richard Caibo of Calinan was arrested while trying to hide 35 sachets of shabu placed in chilies and mixed with adobo. In business, the Mindanao Development Authority, or MINDA, has formed a technical working group to look at the rehabilitation of the Paper Industries Development Corporation of the Philippines, one of the biggest employers in the Surigao provinces, during its operations until its closure in 2006. Secretary Emmanuel Piñol, MINDA chair, said that the technical working group will be headed by MINDA Director Joey Resimilla. In sports, the ascent in the U.S. Open of Canadian tennis sensation Leila Fernandez, whose mother traces her roots to the Philippines, has continued as she beat 5th seed Elina Svitolina in 3 sets. The lefty Fernandez, who turned 19 on Monday, is waiting for her opponent in the semi-final match. Her next opponent is either Barbora Krejcikova of the Czech Republic or world number 2 Arina Sabalenka of Belarus. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.